Number four from the Behavioral Health Division. Item number three from the Department of Aging. Okay.
Well, thank you. Yes. Goodbye.
I'm trying to do you a favor, Ms. Stein.
That was good. That was very good.
From the Director, Department on Aging, submitting an informational report regarding participation by the Milwaukee County Department on Aging in bringing communities and technology together for healthy aging, a collaborative 5-year research grant from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Stephanie Stein. I'm the director of the Milwaukee County Department on Aging. With me is Jonette Arms, who's the assistant director for area agency service within the Milwaukee County Department on Aging, and is called, in parlance of this grant, the champion of this grant within our department. I think that we're very lucky to have been chosen and have been asked to be part of this $9.5 million research grant. It was the only grant funded by the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. And rather than split their money up through many universities, they decided to fund one center for healthy aging, and that would be at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. They had to prove in their grant, however, that they would be working with real human beings and that they would be working with real human beings that represented a cross-section of the elders of Wisconsin. And therefore, three counties are part of this grant. Milwaukee County, Waukesha County, and Richland County are part of this grant. Here's how we benefit, I believe. And there's all kinds of technology that's going to be developed through this grant, and the research is going to be carried out on it. But we benefit because, first of all, the first part of this grant is a community resource looking at what the community resources are that support people and how technology can help do that. And in order to do that, we're going to be in real neighborhoods with real people, asking them about their lives and presupposing to them that perhaps some of these things might help. When we talk about technology, they are talking about delivering this technology through televisions, through iPads, through computers, through iPhones, through many different ways. So first of all, we have an opportunity to talk to our elders about these issues and to do some in-depth interviews with folks to make sure that what we're doing in this community is really going to meet their needs. And in order to do that, we get a full-time staff person. Now, that person is not an employee of Milwaukee County. She is an employee of the Greater Wisconsin Area Agency on Aging Research, whatever it is, resources, who has employed all three project directors to work on this grant through their Center for Healthy Aging. So, again, this is a 5-year grant. There are lots of research expectations of it. We are trying to convince them that we are going into this in Milwaukee County with a very diverse population, and that we don't know the expectations of older people, and we won't know that until we ask them and until we introduce them to things that may not have been in their lives before. So we wanted to let you know about this. We will not receive any money directly. Again, the person is hired by an organization in Madison. She resides with us. She's fabulous, fabulous researcher, Ms. Pat Bateman. And then as we incur expenses, we get to draw down on a $15,000 or $10,000? $7,500. We tried to make it more.
We did.
$7,500 expense account that they will maintain there so that when we have meetings and need to feed seniors, and et cetera, we will have the dollars to do that.
Wonderful. Supervisor Jurczyk?
when the program's done, what will be the advantage of us having participated?
Well, I'm hoping that real technology is going to be developed, real systems, real products. We will have a leg up because we will have members of our community already introduced to those products. The idea of this is, the reason this is being funded by this national organization is to first do statewide replication in Wisconsin and then to do national replication of these technologies. So we will be the first people. And we will also be the people who bring these researchers to the reality of what people's lives are really like in this community. Because I can tell you what their ideas are and reality are very, very different. Jonette has put together a strategic team to help oversee our part of this project that represents many varied and diverse aspects of this community. And we, you know, you need to be pretty strong when you're in a partnership with a university to keep them honest and to make sure that your role as the people where the real research is conducted never gets co-opted in the name of this has to be done fast, this can only be done one way, etc. So we'll be able to help them develop technologies that will assist an urban, diverse population use technology to be able to stay in place longer. Is that?
That's very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.